response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Carson and Kennedy, it's Mix 104.1 streaming, always on the Odyssey app. Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Alrighty, my friends. So, some sad news from our friends at Aerosmith. They took to social media to announce that due to Steven Tyler's non-recoverable vocal injury sustained last year, they are officially retiring from touring, cutting short the rest of what was to be their Peace Out Farewell Tour. It was in late last September when they announced that Steven had fractured his larynx, causing the band to postpone the rest of the year's dates. They said it was 1970 when a spark of inspiration became Aerosmith. Thanks to you, our Blue Army, that spark caught flame and has been burning for over five decades. Some of you have been with us since the beginning, and all of you are the reason we made rock and roll history. It has been the honor of our lives to have our music become part of yours in every club, on every massive tour, and moments, grand and private, you have given us a place in the soundtrack of your lives. That is brutal. I can't imagine. When you sing for a living, not being able to use your voice for it anymore. That must be just awful. So
that that Greatest Hits album that they put out is one of my all-time favorites. I mean, there was just so many hits on that song. That was kind of my first exposure to Aerosmith, was that Greatest Hits album. I'd never seen them in concert. Lana was a huge fan. So when we were living in Tallahassee, she's like, we have to go see them in concert. And I'm like, I mean, I like their music, but okay. And then we went and saw them.
He was swinging on a rope across people. It was crazy.
He was like, he did this whole circus thing, swinging over the crowd.
It was unreal.
It was unbelievable. And then we saw him again here at Fenway when they had Jake Isles Band. And he did, I can't remember which song it was, but he showed up with a grand piano on top of the Green Monster.
Yeah.
And sang a song.
Yeah.
And I was just like, just the ultimate showman.
Yeah,
the ultimate showman.
Really, so
it's tough not to be able to go out on your own terms.
It's heartbreaking, for sure.
I'll have to dig up that interview. We have a couple of really good interviews with Steven Tyler.
Imagine.
There was one where he was in studio.
Yep, he had just written his book.
And then
I read it in one night.
And then the other one was we did it in a very nice hotel down by the Common. I can't remember which hotel it was, but we remember we got to hang out in the suite with him, and he had the room. Now it was a hotel suite, and they had it decorated with all of his tapestry. Like on the walls.
He wanted the interviews to look good. I don't blame him.
Yeah, and they did. They look great.
Well, Jelly Roll continues to be the angel that we didn't know we needed. He was performing at a festival in Michigan, and he spotted a young lady in the front of the crowd with an IV drip in her arm and stopped the show.
There's a young lady right here in the front of the crowd. Where's my camera guy? Where's my man? There you go. Come here. Yeah, no. Get my guy right here. This young lady is out here with a full-blown IV. You're a cancer survivor. How many people are with you? Let's get her a chair somewhere. Let somebody, Renell, somebody on my team. All right, let's get her somewhere comfortable to watch the rest of the show. We'll get you off your feet, baby, okay? You hear me?
Wow.
Just an absolute angel.
I also saw a video of him wrestling and body slamming somebody with a chokehold.
Yeah, he was did like a WWE thing.
Is that?
He hit somebody with a choke slam. He's just out living his best life.
It was a really good one, too. Like, he put the guy up in the air and laid him out. I think the guy died is probably what happened. I mean, it's wrestling. It's real.
And, friends, it is time. It is time. Mariah Carey announced her annual Christmas extravaganza. She will celebrate the 30th anniversary of her legendary album, Merry Christmas, and its record-shattering single, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Christmas time will visit 20 cities across the country, kicking off November 6th. Pre-sales start tomorrow ahead of the general sale beginning on Friday. There are VIP packages, all kinds of other stuff. She will be here at the TD Garden on December 5th, and your girl will be there.
I'm in flip-flops, Kennedy. I don't want to talk about this.
That's okay.
How was this?
I mean, I'm not a Christmas person, and you know this, but this day,
could do without it. Is that what you were about to say?
No. It's one of the best concerts I've ever been to. The woman knows how to put on a show, and the woman's voice is stellar.
God bless her. She goes back to number one every single year.
God bless her.
But it's not time for her to come out of hibernation yet.
Well, she will after, I think, Halloween is when she does her. Oh, it's time.
While we were on the Cape over the weekend, Kenny was listening to a radio station down there, and the on-air person was talking about the all the fall coffees that were coming. I was just like, no. And then I come to work, and here you are with Mariah Carey Christmas songs.
I don't know what to tell you, honey.
No.
I would never ignore it.
She's the
absolute queen.
As a gift to us.
Well, how about a gift to me?
Well, you knew about it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to share it with us.
No.
That's my job, actually.
I want pumpkin spice to go back in this hole for a little bit, too. Yeah. I'm not a big...
I'm with you on that one, but I just wanted people to know because the tickets go on sale on Friday, and I want them to be available to them if they need them, and that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.